We're Doug and Will, and we are off the rails, off the rails. We are off the rails, off the rails, off the rails.
Ooh, welcome! You're listening to Off the Rails, a podcast that's rarely recorded with little preparation and two uninformed guys. I'm Doug, and with me as always, welcome, William! Welcome, William, welcome, William, William, welcome, hi, how are you?
So that's pre-recorded now, hey?
Now, all of that was pre-recorded, all thrown into the media board, tapping buttons, hitting record, making magic happen.
Oh, you're like a real-time producer now.
It's double duty. I'm producer. I'm talent. I'm producer. I'm editor. Okay. I'm story.
You went with double, and then you listed off four things.
Oh, did I say I do double duty?
Yeah, double duty.
Damn it.
Producer.
Yeah.
Editing. I think you also stated.
Yeah, editor.
You're jack of all trades.
That's what I am. That's what I am. William, let's jump right into this. It's been 3 weeks since we've podcasted, and apparently I've struck a nerve with you recently. Why don't you share with the tens of listeners what you want to talk about
so far? Yeah, it's pretty big time, Douglas. So we have this app that you use quite often called Snapchat.
Yeah.
I use it to get material from you. You share a lot of things on there. I've started to notice, though, the wife, Erica, she seems to get a lot of snaps from you. Mm-hmm. And that when I see her getting snaps from you, I go ahead and open up Snapchat so I can get in on the action too. I'm not getting any snaps. I've apparently been involuntarily unsubscribed to your Snapchat stories, and I need some answers. I need to know what happened, what's going on, why have I been kicked out of your Snapchats?
Well, let me say, first of all, you haven't been kicked out or unsubscribed from anything. You are correct. Erica may or may not get a Snapchat from me a day, if not multiple Snapchats from me a day. You used to get a plethora of Snapchats as well. But a lot of that was also when I was out doing the DoorDash and I was out and about and sending all that stuff. I stopped doing that, so that's decreased your amount of snaps. But also, you mentioned that when Erica gets a snap, you open yours and check yours to see if you've got one. I Snapchatted you 11 hours ago. It's yet to be opened.
Yeah, I mean, because I haven't seen Erica in the last 11 hours. So that'd be the guess there. If I, like, say I get on a Wednesday, right, and I haven't checked the snap since Sunday, like, usually it would be time to catch up with Douglas Murray's Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically 4 days of snaps. If I get on a Wednesday now and haven't been on a Sunday, there are zero snaps.
Yeah.
Catch up on. Zero.
Yeah, that's zero. Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's none. I don't send you snaps ever anymore. Because you don't open them. Because just that. I just get the sense, because you don't check your Snapchat but once a month, I get the sense it just gives me a feeling that you're not partaking, you don't care, you don't check it, it's not that big of a deal, I don't need to send you the snaps, and because you don't check, you fall down on the list. You know, when you open Snapchat and you send the Snapchats, it's already got all of your people, and you click on them to add their name and send them. Unfortunately, you fell down on the list. You're out of sight, out of mind. It's terrible to say, but your Will is not on my top of my list anymore because of your...
Dead or Alive is still up there.
Dead or Alive for me is even farther than Will.
What?
Yeah, I've got to scroll. All right, so from the top, I scroll down. I'm scrolling. Where's Dead or Alive? I still don't see Dead or Alive.
I just never seen it.
Well, you've already, I use it so much, you've already fallen down the list. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, gosh.
I will do my best. I want you to know that you were not, as you put, kicked off of my snaps. You were not removed, as I mentioned.
Can we just take a brief pause here?
Yeah, yeah.
We got guests who are interrupting the show.
Oh,
I just need to let them get it out real quick before we try to talk over it. It's
a very unruly audience we have today.
They don't listen to the silence meter. I could put applause up there, but they're going to applause at their own time. I could put, silence. They're going to be silent on their own time. They make the rules, Douglas. I just live here.
That does have a little bit to do with parenting. I think you can do a better job of audience etiquette. I think that you need to sit down with the audience after the show, maybe pre-show, go through some rules, some regulations, speak when spoken to. Keep applause to a minimum. Watch for the applause sign. There's some things. You need an audience warm-up person to get them warmed up for the show prior to recording. It's just something to think about. It's a way to maybe handle things. But, I hear what you're saying. They are small children, and, well, their brains aren't developed quite like ours. Not far, though. Mine's not much more developed than theirs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, really, not much more.
Well, they're currently playing Battle of the Sexes, Trivial Pursuit, Happy Hour of the Game, and Seinfeld. So I tried to get them some distractions, but I don't think they understand the rules of the game. So there's some screaming involved.
Yeah, well, that's impressive. Four games in one. I mean, that's just a hodgepodge of entertainment.
Well, you should see the floor. Boy, it looks great right now.
Can you see the floor?
No, you can't. Well, the fun part will be when they don't clean it up and I am tasked with the cleanup. It's just a disaster. Okay, let's get back, Doug.
So that's William. You have not been removed. I just you're out of sight, out of mind. You don't ever send Snapchats, and it's once a month when you open them. So there's no responses to my snaps, and if I'm not getting any feedback, you're not getting anything, and so that's on you. Because you're not an active snapper, and if you stepped your game up a little bit, then maybe that would prompt me to include you in the world that is Doug Snapchat.
What's happened here is that the fault has been given to me.
Yeah. This is your, and I'm sorry to have to do that. I don't like to have to say those kind of things, but the fact remains, this is all your fault.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad we were able to talk that through and get that out there. I look forward to your seeing your snaps.
Good.
Here on out.
Good. And I can't wait to see all the snaps you're going to start sending.
And so just make sure I can't just watch your snap. Like, I have to be a part of it. I have to reply.
I like some sort of reply. An occasional reply would be nice.
Okay.
Right. Even if it's just a straight-faced emoji that's just like, whatever, I don't know, something. Give a little reply.
Acknowledgement.
A little bit of acknowledgement. Is that too much to ask?
Recognition is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get it. Let's
and
get
participation. It
participation.
Recognition. Yeah. Via my Snapchats with your wife, you've also learned something else about me, apparently.
Yeah, apparently you're anti-Aldi because they're from Germany, is what I'm
Whoa! Yeah. Whoa! Is that the first reason? I don't think so,
First reason, German. The Germans like Americans is what I understand. Again, I don't know this to be confident because I didn't get the snap, but I was listening to Erica kind of replying back and forth in the conversation. So I picked up bits and pieces, but my understanding is because the Germans do not like Americans, therefore you do not like Aldi and will not support that crappy store.
Well, the first reason I won't support Aldi is because of their absolutely asinine, ridiculous 25 cents to get a cart rule. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just silly. I don't want to have to. I don't believe in it. I can't support it. Apparently, you get your quarter back.
Yeah.
What if I didn't bring a quarter that day? What if I forgot? Maybe I was out. I thought I had a quarter on me. I thought I had some change. I don't have any change. Turns out, I get there, I go to pull my card out. Now I'm fumbling around. I'm in my pockets. I'm looking. I don't have a quarter. What, I got to try to bum a quarter from somebody? Now I'm just some grocery shopping bum without a cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't.
Yes, I have sometimes had to pass up Aldi for not having a quarter with me, and I don't want to go through the awkward phase of trying to bum a
cart. You've been there. Yeah. Yeah. Is there a take a quarter? Where's the quarter cart jar? Where's that? Is there a quarter cart jar? Take one if you don't have one. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's just rude. And your wife says it's so that there's organizations so that the cart, they don't have to pay somebody to collect carts. And not to mention, she called them a buggy so that they don't have to pick up the buggies. Who calls shopping carts buggies? That's just weird.
I would assume that's a Nebraska thing because Eric is from Nebraska.
So yes.
That's where I would get that. I don't know why she calls it a buggy. I don't think that's a Southern thing.
Also, do you sack your own groceries at Aldi, or will they sack your groceries for you?
No, they do not sack your groceries.
Boom, number two. So I didn't even know that was really a thing. I thought maybe that was a thing. I don't support their cart policy. I don't support the fact that you got to sack your own groceries. I don't know. I'm not trained in sacking groceries. I never worked at a grocery store. I never got proper training from the manager of a grocery store or an employee who's been there long enough and has had previous training as well on the proper methods of sacking groceries. Sure, there's some common sense that you don't put the bread underneath all the heavy stuff, but I'm sure it's like Tetris. There's some rules to this game. There's some required skills to get sacked groceries sacked properly, and I don't have those. I don't possess those. I go to the grocery store for somebody to sack my groceries and send me on my merry way. Fuck you, Aldi.
I got to tell you, Doug, that really hurts your sack gate argument, don't you think?
How does that ruin my sack gate argument?
Well, I mean, you just confirmed that you know nothing about sacks. Can we stop that noise, please? Can we not? So you don't know anything about the sacking of groceries. You've never been properly trained.
And correct.
You have your own theme song about Sackgate.
Yeah.
Multiple letters and emails to management about how they sack their groceries. Mm-hmm. Now you're here admitting to the world you actually don't know anything about it. You have no training. You don't know what goes on with the sacking of the groceries. Oh, boy, this is embarrassing. Is embarrassing.
I can't argue what you're saying because, yes, I did just say that. And yes, I do have a Sackgate theme song and do complain about the sacking. But that I don't have to be an expert trained in the art of sacking to know that if you purchase, I don't need to be an expert to know that if you purchase 7 items, you shouldn't have 6 fucking sacks. That's overkill. You don't have to put each individual item in its own separate fucking sack and provide me with 6 sacks for 7 items. And why must you put a head of lettuce in a paper sack all by itself? Why must you order? If I get one Roma fucking tomato, one small Roma tomato, why do they put it in a giant paper sack all by itself? Why must you put my sack of potatoes in a paper sack and put everything else in a plastic sack? I don't understand that. And also, I just said it. You don't need to put one fucking item. What? Let's save our planet. Can we save our planet and stop providing so many sacks?
There are kids in the audience. So many F-bombs. I should mention, Doug, Aldi also doesn't have sacks, I don't think. You have to bring your own sacks and boxes.
Oh, what are we at Costco? What are we at Sam's Club? What is this?
I don't know anything about Costco or Sam's Club, so I couldn't tell you. Do they not have sacks at Costco and Sam's Club?
No, not at all. You buy in bulk. So there you're buying much larger items and so you grab the boxes that the items come in. Mm-hmm. They have them at the front. So when you exit, you can put your belongings in the boxes. Or you just take a bunch of willy-nilly, unboxed, unsacked items and place them in your vehicle.
There you go.
So, yeah. I can't stand for that. I need convenience. I need to be able to get all of my groceries into my house on one trip without going back. And when you provide me with 18 sacks, it's too much. It's overkill. It's not good. So I can't support it. That's what my issue is with Hy-Vee. I've just told you. Now you've given me another reason not to like Aldi. I may or may not have said something to the missus when I was looking up Aldi on the World Wide Web, and I came across their Wikipedia page and found that that started in Germany back in the early 1900s. And I may have flippantly said something along the lines of, I can't support them because they started in Germany and they don't like Americans. To which your wife replied, I'm 40% German, you fuck.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal for you to say.
Yeah, I struck a nerve right there. She did not. I was not. Yeah, that was bad business. She came at me. Heritage. Yeah, and I didn't mean to. I didn't know that. I felt bad. I was going to take it back, but then she said, but I can see your point because I don't like many Americans either. So maybe you're right.
Wow. Wow.
So she caved pretty quick.
Whew.
So that's it. That's what's going on with Aldi.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, those are fair complaints. The stack gate situation is a little cloudy at this point, but I'll handle all of that.
William, I've got a question for you because I know that, you know, one of the things we like to do in Off the Rails is get a little political. We really like to cover politics and give our well thought out and properly discussed opinions on politics.
Yeah,
we know things. We do our research. Mm-hmm. Voter ID.
Yeah.
So we had a mayoral race. We have a mayoral race going on here in the great city of Lincoln, Nebraska. And we had the, what's the round of voting before the final voting? We had that round of voting.
Primary.
We had a primary vote. And there was some chitter chatter in the Discord at work about showing your ID at the poll. And it was kind of said in a complaining way, like they think it's dumb or don't want to participate or shouldn't have to show an ID. What's the big deal? Why are so many people not a fan of showing their identification when they vote?
Well, I think there's a couple things here. One, you shouldn't have to show your ID. I think that's the number one argument. I think the people who are for voter ID are going to bring you false arguments, false flags, I think you would call it. They're going to talk about fraudulent voting, people voting more than once. But if you look in American election history, there's so few instances of fraudulent voting or people who vote more than once. It's like 0.02%. So it's not an actual legit concern. So it makes no sense to have voter ID. The other one would be that voter ID is maybe sort of racial or maybe against poorer folks, the poor communities, people who don't have the ways or the means to actually get an ID. And so I think that's so that they're striking out, purposely striking out a contingent of would-be voters, kind of like a voter intimidation sort of way. So I think those are the two main concerns about. We should just be able to go down to a voter booth, cast our votes, not be questioned, and get out of it. And then there's an audit process after that to make sure that all votes are indeed legit.
I guess I didn't realize there was a identification crisis amongst poor communities.
Not a crisis. I wouldn't say a crisis. It is probably not for like small cities, small towns. It's more of like really major metropolitan areas where you're really looking at like really poor infrastructure and people having to go miles upon miles, one, to vote, but two, to also get an ID. Where one, they either don't have their own form of transportation, which I think would be pretty normal in major cities, and two, they probably don't have the means and the money to pay for transportation to then go to a place to get an ID.
You can't do anything in this world without identification. You can't get a job without identification. You don't think that a majority, a vast majority, a high, high, high majority of all voting age citizens don't have an ID?
A majority definitely do.
No, yeah. My bad. That a majority of them, I mean, they do have ID. It's got to be, I can't, that's blowing my mind. I've never even considered that being a thing. I've never considered a poorer population, a lower income area, a racial makeup of people not having identification. So that's never crossed my mind as being a problem. I guess that's a thing. It's still, I find that hard to believe a little bit, but certainly I can't dispute that, I guess. My thing is, I don't have a problem with showing my ID. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I wouldn't say that I'm for it one way or the other, but I can see, and I'm sure that voter fraud is extremely minimal, like you say. But what's to prevent me from, I go to my polling station, and I vote as Doug Murray legitimately. Yeah. And then what if I could, but I feel like I could easily, what if my grandpa lived in a different district and couldn't get out to vote or didn't want to vote, but I went to his polling station, said I was him, and voted on behalf of him?
What would prevent you from doing that?
Nothing.
The law. The law would prevent you from doing that. It's a federal offense. You would face prison time.
It's not how would you know that I did it, though?
That's the whole point of voter audits, that they would audit the votes. If they see some irregularities, some inaccuracies, they would then go after those inaccuracies.
Well, I don't see how that you can, I don't understand how you could see that I voted for somebody else. I claimed I was somebody else. There's no proof. There's nothing. What discrepancy? When they go to run that district's votes to count the votes and look at them, it's not that that Doug Murray voted twice as Doug Murray. You're not going to see two ballots from the same person. You're still only seeing one ballot. I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's funny. I think it's odd. Do you give a shit about if you had to show your ID?
I'm against voter ID laws.
You are against it?
Yeah.
Okay. They did not enforce it. We do have a voter ID thing here in Nebraska where you have to show your ID. Are you supposed to? But they do not ask, and they do not enforce, apparently.
That's good.
All right. Well, that answers that.
So let me read something for you, because I know, again, like you said, we have, and I think we showed that we definitely have done our research on this particular subject.
Already.
Yeah, already. We've really... So voter ID laws deprive many voters of their right to vote, reduce participation, and stand in direct opposition to our country's trend of including more Americans in the democratic process. Many Americans do not have one of the forms of identification states acceptable for voting. These voters are disproportionately low-income, racial and ethnic minorities, the elderly, and people with disabilities. Such voters more frequently have difficulty obtaining ID because they cannot afford or cannot obtain the underlying documents that are a prerequisite to obtaining a government-issued voter ID card. So there you go. 11% of U.S. citizens, Douglas, or more than 21 million Americans, do not have government-issued photo identification.
That blows my mind.
There you go.
I mean, you can't even get government assistance if you don't have identification.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I've had an ID since I was 18.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't impact or affect my life, but I understand that it affects over 21 million Americans. And so, therefore, I think we should just be able, if they want to vote, there should not be obstacles to voting is my thought process. There should be zero obstacles.
Well, you've changed my opinion. I now agree with that because I didn't realize it was that big of a deal. I didn't realize so many Americans didn't have identification. Yes, they should still be able to vote. So I am now, way to go. You have just persuaded me otherwise. I will go outside whenever we're done with this. I will take down all of my pro voter ID signs. And I will burn them.
I like it. Yeah. Get an applause meter for that one.
Oh, it's too difficult. Things aren't working. I don't want to try to screw things up. Well, there it is. William, another thing I would like to complain about, notarized forms. Mm. Notarized forms. Big complaint from me right now in the world of notary. Okay. I have a form that involves my mother and her passing that I need to fill out and send off to the proper individuals. And that form needs to be notarized. However, there's no indication, and maybe this is on me, I don't know. When I get a form that requires me to fill it out, unfortunately, I do not read the entire form before I start filling anything out. I start on the top of the form, and I work my way down south, filling it out as required. So if the very first line says signature, I sign it. And to the right of that, if it says date, I date it. And then I go down and I fill everything out. And then you get to the bottom of the form and you realize, oh, shit, this needs to be notarized. Why the fuck is, I'm sorry, children in the audience, why is the very first thing you put on the form the signature that needs to be notarized? So you go to the notary and you're like, hey, I need to get this notarized. And then they go, well, you've already signed it. And you go, shit, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Because the very first thing on the form that it told me to do was to sign it. It doesn't say at the top in big bold print or in just bold print or italicized print or in all caps print. Something that says this form needs to be notarized. Do not sign. There needs to be something, but it doesn't. They just fucking tell you to sign it first and foremost. And then when you get to the bottom of the form, they find out you got to get it notarized. Now you can't get the form notarized because you already signed it. And that's some bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew? Yeah, notaries. Oh, boy.
So this is my shout out to everybody. Read your forms from start to finish before you sign anything. God dang it. I had this form. I took it. I went to go get it notarized. The little teenage girl flipped me some fucking attitude. She looked at it and immediately went, you've already signed this. That's the whole point of a notary, to watch you sign something. I can't do anything with this. And flippantly handed me the form back. And I was like, okay.
The teenage girl, the notary?
Yes. It was at a UPS store, and she couldn't have been more than 18.
Wow.
I don't know what requirements you have to be a notary, but apparently it's not being over 21. And maybe she was, that's not fair of me to say, but she looked very, very young, and it would be very surprising if she was over the age of 21, but that's neither here nor there. That's just part of the description of what happened. And so this had happened to me prior, about 2 months before, same thing happened. So you think I would have learned my lesson after the first one, now that I'm talking out loud, but she had no problem. She goes, oh, you've already signed this? Don't worry about it. Scratch it out, initial it, date it, and then re-sign it to the right of that, and I'll witness that signature. It's like, cool, no worries. So that's what I did. So then when I take the second form that I've already signed like an idiot, not knowing that it was supposed to be notarized, and she says she can't do it, I'm like, hey, no problem. I went to your other location, and she said scratch it out, and before I could finish what happened, she goes, you can't do that. She should not have done that. You can lose your license. I'm not doing that. And I was like, wow. Okay. Well,
it's like since you're at the UPS store, they could have put like a post-it over your signature and made a copy of that paper and then restarted from there. I think that would have worked.
Yeah, that's been a suggestion. Maybe white out my name and then make a copy of it and refill it out. But I need to call the company that sent me the form because some people, they want originals. They won't take a copy. So,
which is between a copy and an original.
I have no idea. I don't know, but they do, and I don't know how.
Okay.
So I got to figure it out. But that's just a little rant. I wanted to go on notaries, and not notaries themselves, I guess, but just companies that need forms notarized.
Now, can we get it? You're certain. I just want to make sure you're certain that. Let me ask the question. You don't even know anything about notaries. You have no idea what a notary is. You're trying to tell me there was nothing in bold. There was no post-it notes. No indication that there was going to be a notary on this one.
Facts. That is correct.
Did you talk to anybody over the phone? And they told you that they're going to send you this paperwork, make sure it is notarized, that you do not sign it.
No.
So they sent you some forms, and you just didn't read it. You just went and signed it.
I read the letter that says, hey, this is the form we need you to fill out. This is why we need it filled out. Send that back to us, and we'll be in contact.
Okay.
It didn't say fill out the form that needs to be notarized. It didn't say anything on the actual. So I read the letter, and then after the letter came the form. And no, that damn form didn't say anything about needing to be notarized.
Well, I'm on Team Doug on this one, Douglas. I'm with you.
Thank you. Good. Wow. Look at that. You're Team Doug all of a sudden on that, and I was Team Will on the other thing. I mean, it's really coming together today. It's really coming together today. And this production value, forget about it. This is insane.
Unbelievable what you're doing today.
I've got other things. What was something else that you had that you wanted to talk about? Let's go. What do you have? What's on your...
I just added a story today, Douglas. A little local news that's making some action. There's this, I don't know the Twitter guy's name, but he's got a beard, and he likes to point out inaccuracies and like unfair treatment throughout the country on Twitter. He's pretty popular. But he released a video that happened in Tontytown or Springdale, which is the city right next to me, of a dad getting hauled off by the police for piercing without a license. Apparently, he pierced his son's ears, went to school, and the cops showed up to his door and handcuffed him and took him away.
What?
Piercing without a license. So I'm trying to figure out more details about this story, Douglas, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Even in the video, that they make sure to note that he is getting arrested for piercing without a license. I'm trying to get to, I just saw the news story on our local news earlier today. I'm trying to get to it real quick. Hold on.
Who would have known that was a arrestable offense?
Yeah, no,
that's incredible. So basically the guy, dad pierced his son's ear, sent him to school. The school probably questioned I wonder how old he is. Do we know how old the kid is?
He's a teenager, so he was high school.
Okay, even worse.
Yeah.
Teenage son, child, goes to school. They question, where did you get your ears? I'm going to need you to go to the principal. I notice you have earrings in your ears today, Stanley. I'm going to need you to go to the office, talk to the principal. Where did you get these done at? So if he'd have said over at Hot Topic, they'd have been like, cool, go back to class. But no.
That's the confusing part. So I found the story. In the video, you can hear the reason for the arrest being body art without a license. A viral video is circulating on social media of local police taking a man out of his house to arrest him for allegedly piercing his son's ear. In the video, you can hear the reason for the arrest. There were rumors online of Springdale. The department clarified that it was Tontytown, which is the city next over to it. The press release, Tontytown says a Springdale police school resource officer reached out to them concerning the welfare of a male Tontytown student. According to the release, the resource officer told TPD that the student went to school with his left ear pierced and shared with his classmates that his dad was drunk, put him in a chokehold, and shoved the piercing in his ear.
Okay. There's the issue.
But the son is in. The son is the one recording the police taking him away. I do want to point that out. So TBT says they went to the student's home. So there was a previous visit that we don't know about by watching the video. But there was an initial visit by the police. They went to the student's home to speak with the father. TPD explained to Sherlin the reason officers were there, and Sherlin admitted to piercing his son's ear. The police department say they tried to investigate more. Why would you need to investigate more? I do not know. And refused to let them speak to his son and to answer further questions. The police left without incident. But the police department reached out to the Washington County Prosecutor's Office. I don't know why they would have done this either, to discuss the incident where it was decided to charge Sherlin, according to the release. They then went back to Sherlin's home to arrest him. According to the release, he refused. The release explains officers asked Sherlin to step outside. He refused, stood by the door with his hands behind the door and wall. This is when officer took him into custody. He's being charged with endangering the welfare of a minor, refusal to submit arrest, and obstructing governmental operations, and no other information is available at this time. So there's still some holes here. Like, yes, I believe the resource officer at the school, if you hear a student saying that their drunk dad put him in a chokehold and stuck a needle in his ear, then perhaps you need to investigate a little further. But the son is in the video saying that he's the one that asked about the piercing. So the son's story has changed from the time he talked to his fellow students at home versus what he's trying to say on the video. So there's just, and the other question would be, if the officers came and they asked the father and he didn't want to talk any further about it and they left, why would they go to the prosecutor's office regarding piercing his son's ear? That's very confusing.
Is this a small county?
No, not really. I mean, Taunty Town is a small town. So
Taunty Town, yes. Small town.
Not a small county.
Sounds to me like just a bunch of bored people that the prosecutor doesn't have any work. He hadn't had a case in a month of Sundays. He's like, yeah, this will be a good one. This will be fun. Nothing's really going to come of it, but at least we got some work we can do. That's just insanity to me. I mean, sure, yeah, Dad was at...
Yeah, it's the Washington County prosecutor. So this is Fayetteville. This is Springdale. That's that. Those two cities together, that's 150,000 plus people. So it's not that either. They went to the Washington County prosecutor's office, and I there has to be more to this story. I just don't know what it would be based off of the information we have. But they convinced the prosecutor, and I've watched a lot of Law and Order in my time, and I know that when you go to a prosecutor and they don't really have a case, they try to stick something so at least they can start an investigation, and that's my kind of way to this, but I don't know what else they would be trying to get into.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, it was one ear, not two. Yep. So that's a little less. I don't know. It was only one ear. Was the ear red, swollen? Was it infected? Did it look like it was going to fall off? When the kid told the story about his dad being drunk and putting him in a chokehold, did he describe it in a way that put fear into the resource officer's eyes and mind that the child was in danger? I mean, I personally don't want to live in a world where I'm going to get in trouble because I defaced my child. Yeah. I can't pierce my own ears, my own children's ears, without getting in trouble. Then that's some bullshit. I think that's it's obviously bigger than just the piercing. It's the abuse. It's the choking of the child. There's got to be more. I have to think that maybe there's some prior stuff going on with maybe the child and his parents. In the video, you said the child is recording. Is he defending his father, or?
Yeah, he's defending his father.
Yeah,
he's saying I'm the one that asked to get my ear pierced. Apparently, the child was going to go to Hot Topic. The father said, "I will just do it for you." My understanding is that perhaps there's a video of the piercing and there is some blood. But I mean, the thing about a piercing is, I mean, all you have to do is take the earring out and the piercing will cover up after some time.
A short amount of time.
Yeah. So I just, in the story, and with the school resource officer, I imagine he had to talk to the kid just to verify and confirm the information that he's telling his friends
about
this dad getting drunk and then put in a chokehold. Surely he wouldn't just overhear the story and then go to the cops. I don't think that would be the proper procedure, but I don't know. It's just a very peculiar, with everything going on in today's society, it's very weird that a body piercing would be some. And there were like four or five cops that came to the house to arrest him.
Yeah, it's just, and that's just an abuse. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Wow. I mean, maybe I should turn myself in to the local authority here in town, even though this happened in Texas. Maybe I need to go back to Texas. I pierced my own ears.
Oh, wow.
Three times. I've got three holes, two in one ear, one in the other. I did it myself. I'm now in fear that I'm... Wow, I just put this on the podcast. This is going out to tens of people.
I believe you are protected by statute of limitations. I'm sure it's been over 5 years.
It has definitely been over 5 years. Okay, so we're all right.
Patients for body piercing, body art is a little bit long. It could be 25 years. I have no idea. I'm just guessing that it's 5 years because I think that's what most statute of limitations are. I could be completely off on that. Again, we are well-researched on Off the Rails.
Yeah.
1 to 5 years.
Well, we've got a whole separate department just for research here at OTR. So yeah, come and get me, law dogs. Come and get me, law dogs. Pierced my own ear 3 separate times. Come get me, law dogs.
Now, were you drunk any of those times?
I was not.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, did you put yourself, did you cause any other type of harm to yourself when you pierced the ears?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, that's the best we can do. I'm sure we have a strong police department listening ship here.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll have to.
William, we discussed earlier some politics. I meant to get into this when we were on the topic of politics. So transition back a little bit. What do you know? We've got a new individual has made an announcement that they are officially running for the nation's highest office, the president of the United States. I think we've got a real contender here. We've got somebody I might be able to stand behind and help get on to the ticket to get to become elected. His name is the one and only, the prolific Afro Man.
All right. Afro Man.
Yeah. He, now, I hope he's able to follow through with this, but maybe not because he got high. You know what I mean? Until I got high. Did you know about this? Did you know Afro Man was running for president?
No, I'm still waiting to hear the news after he kicked that girl off the stage at one time a few years back. So I had no, I haven't kept up with recent Afro Man news.
Yeah, man, I told you back then he was gonna get by with no problem, that it was gonna get swept under the rug. It would be hot news for a minute, and then it wouldn't be talked about. Nobody would remember that he kicked some chick in the face in the front row of his own show. And now he's bigger and better. Afro Man, did you know Afro Man had his house raided for drugs?
No. I mean, you are my go-to Afro for, Man.
Okay. Well, let's back up. I think one of the things that maybe the reason Afro Man is running is because of some ongoing legal issues he's had with the Adams County Sheriff's Department. They raided his house while he was on tour, and he's got a lot of cameras in his house, so he's got it all on video. So a bunch of sheriff's people came in, broke down his door, fucked his door up because they were looking for marijuana. They did not find, and this is amazing, Afro Man, who wrote a song called Because I Got High, smokes a lot of reefer, and quite possibly he paints a picture of, I could see him going toe-to-toe with Snoop D-O-double-G. The Adams County Sheriff's Department did not find 1 ounce of weed in his house. He had no marijuana in his house.
They didn't find the hidden room.
They went through it pretty good. They didn't find anything. They took like $200 of cash that he had in his house, and they confiscated that. And he's got everything on video. He wrote a new song. He wrote a song about that, and I don't remember what it was called. But the music video is the footage of the cops going to the sheriff's department, going through his house, trying to find stuff that wasn't there. Now the sheriff's department is suing Afro Man for using their likeness and using them, the footage of them.
Image and likeness.
Yeah, on his music video. So now they've flipped the switch on him. So that was news a while back. According to TMZ, the number one source for all things news, of course, he has filed the necessary paperwork to run in the 2024 presidential race against a growing pool of both Democratic and Republican candidates. They were apparently submitted to the Federal Election Commission on Tuesday, just days before Afro Man's legal name, Joseph Edgar Foreman, participated in 420 festivities. So, Joseph
Edgar Foreman. Is this Adams County in Colorado?
Adams County Sheriff? No, they're not. It's not Colorado. I'm not 100% sure where that is. But it's definitely not Colorado.
What party he's on? Is he on the Green Party? Because that would make sense.
I think it's in Ohio. His campaign manager, Jason Savage, confirmed the Los Angeles native is running on a platform of marijuana legalization and criminal justice reform, two issues for which he has consistently advocated. Savage touched on Afroman's ongoing legal battle with the Ohio authorities, saying the matter underscores the corruption within the United States criminal justice system. So I'm assuming Adams County is in Ohio.
I think those are two good topics to run on, and I wish him nothing but luck. He's going to have to raise a few hundred million dollars, and I think that that could be a problem. But I'm all for the underdog. Let's see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, good luck, Afro Man. Wish you the best. I would love to see Afro Man in a debate with the rest of the candidates.
That'd be great. I think that'd be great.
I think that would be absolutely phenomenal.
Democrat or Republican?
The small three-paragraph part article that I just perused does not have anything other than he's running on a platform of marijuana legalization and criminal justice reform. It doesn't say anything on here.
All right. Well, we'll look forward, and maybe we can be the podcast out there that follows the run to the White House for Afro Man 2024.
Yeah, we can be your number one source for all things Afro Man 2024.
Yeah, that's what I mean, I literally just said that.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
But I appreciate reiterating that, but I'm all for, I think we could definitely change it to where we become the experts of the Afro Man run to the White House 2024.
Yeah, I think we could probably just become the experts behind Afro Man 2024.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, Douglas.
Yeah.
Maybe we could reach out to Afro Man. Do you think we could reach out to Afro Man?
We could probably reach out to him.
Yeah. Come on our pod and kind of tell us what he's running on.
Yeah. And we obviously we'd want to let him know. And what would probably lock in his agreeance to do it is, Afro Man, we've got tens of listeners. Yes. We can reach, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I can send him the analytics and say, look, man, We've got a worldwide audience. Mm-hmm. We've got listeners in several countries.
Yeah, he doesn't need a worldwide audience.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because it's only... All right, that's... it's a work in progress.
Okay. Yeah, no, just work on that. Send a script over to the AI that you are using.
ChatGPT, love it.
Yeah, they will send the letter for us, and then we can go from there.
Speaking of AI... somebody sent me, I believe it was, AMSI sent me an article, about an AI robot that killed himself after doing 15 minutes of manual labor. Do you know anything about this?
No, I don't. I have not heard that. AI is all over the news right now. It is all over the news, but I definitely did not hear that part.
AI robot kills itself after 15 minutes of routine work. Let's see what it says. I don't know anything about this. Do you know that even robots can get fed up with repetitive tasks and tedious work? Well, an AI robot has committed suicide after 15 minutes of, quote, wage slavery. A recent video showing an AI robot committing suicide after experiencing 15 minutes of, quote, wage slavery has gone viral on social media. The footage, which first surfaced on TikTok and Twitter, the video shows an iRobot Roomba 760 robot carrying boxes from a storage unit to the conveyor belt for 15 minutes without break before suddenly shutting down and collapsing to the floor. It was shared by TikTok user The eerie music playing in the video background adds to the scene's unsettling nature. The caption reads, video of robot collapsing in the scenes, yada, yada, yada. The video is quickly shared across, yada, yada, yada. The video is turned into, yeah, go ahead.
Why do they consider that suicide? It sounds like he overworked himself and maybe had some type of AI heart attack.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to. The possible cause of the robot shutdown. While the exact reason for the robot shutdown is not known, many people have speculated. See, already I'm over it. We don't have some sort of data. The AI robot didn't send some sort of fucking code back to the computer system, and the engineers were able to look at this and say, oh, look, you can see here where the robot said in computer fucking language, fuck this wage slavery bullshit, I'm done. and I'm killing myself. Like, we're just speculating this is what happened. You're right. Maybe its battery ran low for going for 15 minutes without a break. Maybe it needed something, that there was a malfunction. While the exact reason for the robot shutdown is not known, many people have speculated that this, that it was due to a low battery. It is possible that the robot was not charged for long enough or was not equipped with a powerful battery to sustain its work. Okay, this AMSI fail, this is a prime example of the research that we do pre-story. We go through, ladies and gentlemen, we take a painstaking effort to make sure that we have the best quality stories for your listening pleasure. We go through from start to finish, we find out what's happening in the article, and then we share it with our point of view so that you can have proper entertainment. I come on, I tell you that an AI robot worked for 15 minutes and committed suicide. I think I'm about to read a story and find out why. And it turns out it's probably because it had a low fucking battery and didn't actually commit suicide. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, that's this point. I was expecting like the robot to perhaps like go up to the, like the third floor and just keep going. Right?
Just, that would be a sign of the robot committing suicide. Like the robot puts its head on the conveyor belt and hopes that it gets run down and smushed by something. That it jumps off of the ledge, like you said. That would be committing suicide. This thing, after 15 minutes, just crumpled. And this is the news article that we're writing and saying and putting in bold print that it committed suicide, when actually it's like, well, we don't really know.
I think we need to wait for the autopsy on this one.
That's I'm a little upset that this went down. Speaking of Yamsey, I'm at the bar 2 days ago, and I'm chit-chatting. I'm sitting at the bar. I'm having a couple cocktails, and I look out the door across from me, the entrance exit, which is across the bar from me. I can see my friend Matt was parked there, and he had his car parked in normal, pulled in front, was parked there. And then I get a message from AMSI saying, is my car unlocked? Because I had some lights in my car that I borrowed from her a while back. And I had seen her. Oh, everything all right?
We're working through it. We're fine.
And I had some of her belongings in my car. I had seen her the other day, and I forgot to give her the stuff. I sent her a Snapchat and said, damn it, AMSI, I just saw you. I should have given you your lights back. So days later, she sees that I'm at the bar. Because I Snapchatted that I was at the bar on my story to everybody.
Okay.
Not just to individuals. You could have seen it if you checked your Snapchat. And she says, is your car unlocked? And I say, no. And she's like, can you unlock it from the where you're at? You don't have to come outside. I'm going to grab those lights. I'm like, cool. But before that, or as she's doing that, I look out and I notice a car was parked where Matt was, but they backed in. And so I wrote in my notes on my cell phone, I was like, in my podcast notes, people that back into parking spots. And then I realized that that person was AMSI that backed into the parking spot. So I ran outside and was like, read the note on my phone. I was just about to, I'm going to go on the podcast and talk shit about people back in the parking spots, and it's you. And I thought that was hilarious. William, what do you back into parking spots?
No. I think people, and I'm sorry to AMSI for this. I know she's a big supporter of the show. I think the people that pat back in the parking spots are the worst. The absolute worst.
I agree. It's if only time I'm cool with you backing into something is like at your house. Like back into your driveway, parking lot, whatever.
Into a spot as if it's going to help you unload or load something into the back of a vehicle.
I missed the very first of that sentence.
And the only reason you should back into either your driveway, your garage, or is if it's going to help you ease with some unloading or loading of items.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. What is the point of going to a public place? If you go to a Walmart, you go to the WackDonald's, you go somewhere, why do people back into their parking spots? I don't understand it. They block the driveway as they're people trying to get in or out because they're trying to park. They've got to pull forward. They got to pull up. They're backing in. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. Is it because they want to get out easier?
It's more complicated to back into a spot than to back out of a spot. It's really easy to go just park normally into a parking spot. When you back into a spot, boy, now we do have some cameras that are more helpful these days, and a lot of people have those cool cars where maybe it'll park for you. But other than that, and you know what? Maybe it's just an Arkansas thing, Douglas, but 90% of pickup trucks in Arkansas back up into their spots. I don't know if it's that way in Nebraska. But boy, I'll tell you, if you go to a parking lot in Arkansas and you see a pickup truck, it's almost a guarantee that they fucking backed into that spot.
I don't know. I don't think the stats are quite that high here in Nebraska, but they're certainly high. I feel like normally the cars that back into parking spots are new. They're like either classic cars, they're really new cars, or they're just expensive.
Yeah, and then you say classic.
What? What's the issue?
No, you said I think they're new, and then you followed up with classic.
Yeah, new, comma, or classic, comma, or expensive. But I don't understand. Like, I don't see, you know. So yeah, I go out and I buy an expensive automobile. Why do you have to back it in? Why do you back in classic cars? I don't understand it. I don't have a good. It's really, now that I say it out loud, it's really just a stupid thing to bring up, and it's not very entertaining at all. But I do have issues with people that back into parking spots.
I think it is a good topic of conversation. I would love to hear more from people who do back up into their spots. In fact, at the place I work, we have a walking trail that also includes the parking lot. And a lot of people, so the trail obviously is a sidewalk that's within the parking lot. There's a lot of people who back up into those spots. And like, they back up so far that you can't just walk straight with the path. You have to get out of the way of the vehicle because they back so far up with their back end of their pickup truck that it's an annoyance. I can't stand it. I find it entertaining. I need answers. I don't know why people do it. If I was with the person who did that, I don't know what I would do. I would be in shock. I don't think I would get back into the vehicle with them. I would get a ride.
Man, would you think I was going to ask if you'd lose your shit over it, but that makes me think of the next story we're going to talk about of people losing their shit. I agree with you. I think it's crazy. I don't understand it. It does make me mad when I see it, not to the point of I want to slash their tires, but I do want to have a conversation with them and get a clear explanation of why they do it. And I could very easily be persuaded to flip my opinion, as we've seen today, where you were able to convince me. I'm open to be convinced to change my thoughts. I just need somebody to do that convincing, because I don't see the point of it at all.
Yeah, the only kind of driver that I dislike more than the back up into a parking spot people are the left-hand lane people. I can't stand those people worse. They're the absolute worst. But the people who back up into the spot, they're second on the list, Douglas.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had this conversation when I was DoorDashing about people in the left-hand lane, and yet you seem to... So you're only a left-hand lane interstate highway complainer, not in town for long distances, and you have no purpose being in the left-hand lane because there's no way to turn, so get out of the fucking left-hand lane so I can drive by there, you assholes.
Yeah, this is 100% on the interstate.
Yeah, man, there's that really gets my goose when people are in the left-hand lane on the interstate too. Golly, that's annoying. But it's not enough to make me lose my shit like this gentleman did on a Southwest Airlines flight because of a baby crying. That was in the news. Absolutely astonishing. Let's listen to a little bit of what happened.
A major meltdown. A man on a Southwest flight to Fort Lauderdale completely losing it. Cell phone video capturing the tantrum as...
First of all, I didn't want a clip where the news lady was talking through it like I would want to do. I just wanted the goddamn clip of the guy cursing and screaming.
Well, let me just say, I thought it was great that you had a clip ready. I think that was...
I'm not done. Let's keep going.
Passenger.
The more he was yelling, the more the little kid, Ray Travis, was crying even more.
That's it? It's over?
Look, it's the first time you tried this. I think it was a great effort. I think you get an A for effort.
All right. Yes.
Should have just gone with the original video.
I can't find it.
It's out there. It's all over the place.
I know, but when I'm looking up videos on the World Wide Web, they're all giving me a bunch of damn news articles and not... Should have gone to Twitter. You know why I don't go to Twitter? No. Anyways... Yeah, so this guy apparently, and I haven't really seen the full video myself, but I guess there was a baby crying and he lost his shit and was like telling him to shut the fuck up. And they was like, you shut that fucking baby up. It's been crying for 45 fucking minutes. And he absolutely, that guy needs to be taken behind the woodshed and beaten. That's just crazy. It's a fucking child, you piece of shit. You can't, I mean, hey. Obviously, he doesn't have children or has never been around children or doesn't understand the way children operate. Maybe he was just having a bad day. Maybe he was late for his flight and had to run a mile to get to the plane before he was able to get on it, when they almost flew away without him. Maybe he was mad because he thought he was going to be able to take his bag on the plane and they said, no, sir, you got to check it. Maybe he's mad because the seat he wanted was taken. Maybe he's mad because he doesn't want to be going to where he's going. I don't know what his problem is, but there has to be an underlying issue for this guy who has lost his shit over a baby crying. Is it annoying? Yes. Is it terrible? Yes. Do you secretly wish that baby would choke on a chicken bone and shut the fuck up? Maybe you do. I don't know. But you don't fucking lose your shit like he did. And... It's phenomenal. I'm hoping that this whole time I've been talking, you've been trying to find the video on Twitter so that you could play it, but probably not. Have you? I don't know.
I haven't been able to find it. I thought I would find it pretty quickly, but I'm not finding it.
Yeah, see? You know what I'm talking about. It's hard to find. Yeah.
I thought it would be a lot easier, but I'm struggling to find it, and I'm going to have to give up at this point. I think a lot of what you said is correct. There's no telling what was going on in his day. That particular day, it's possible he's also scared of flying and he was venting, just trying to get over that. But the amazing thing to me is that, oh, here it is. Hold on. I got it. Hold on. I want to see if you could hear this at all.
Hold on. I've got it if you don't have it. I got it.
Not just from the baby.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Put the cuffs on the kid.
That's incredible. He say put the cuffs on the baby?
Yeah, put the cuffs on the baby.
Heading to Orlando now.
What's funny is the person recording it was just enjoying it. Like, he was just tickled pink about the entire interaction. And I give him credit for that. He wasn't annoyed. He wasn't trying to fight everybody. There was no talking this dude down at this point.
No.
And he knew he recorded, which is crazy. That's the weird thing to me, that, like, everybody, when you're starting to lose your shit in public, you have to know that you're about to be on the internet. And, like, I would be surprised if that dude, whatever his job is, if he's still employed at that particular job based off of this tirade, right? Like, he's his entire life is going to be shit for the, like, next month or two. Because I just can't imagine a company's going to keep that guy on their staff after put the cuffs on the fucking baby.
Yeah.
Did that motherfucker pay for his seat?
Shut that motherfucker's mouth. Yeah. That's incredible.
And here's the other thing. All he has to do, if this is a real annoyance for him, and who knows how much he flies, we don't know anything about the guy. Why does he not have headphones? Noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah.
A really easy purchase, maybe $100, maybe $150. But if this kind of thing sets you off like this, you more than anybody else on that plane needs to purchase some noise-canceling headphones.
That's amazing. That's just great. I wonder, did he get kicked off the flight? Did they remove him?
He was escorted out by the police.
Good. Idiot. What an idiot. That's great stuff. We're right at that hour, aren't we? Are we at an hour? We're at an hour. I had two more things. I had one more thing. I'm trying to look through my notes here. That was the thing.
Bud Light boycott, Douglas?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, we have not talked about the Bud Light boycott. So stupid.
Yeah, I mean, this is not one of the stupidest stories in the world. So this, as everybody knows, so Bud Light, so this, it's not even a commercial. They sent some cans to this Dylan transsexual for an Instagram story, a 45-second Instagram story. She shared it on Instagram, and somehow, man, it just really picked up steam on the right wing. Right wing, by the way, are completely against cancel culture. They're completely against boycotting. But boy, are they after Anheuser-Busch. A great American institution. They just want Anheuser-Busch to go under. All these Bud Light drinkers. I first got wind of it when Kid Rock his gun and tried to shoot cases upon cases of Bud Light bottles and cases, and then it hasn't stopped since then. You would think it would die down by now. I still think it's going to die down eventually, but it has not died down. People are just completely upset that Bud Light would have the gall to show any type of support to the LGBTQ family, who also drink Bud Light as well. It's just an unbelievably amazing, stupid. And the politicians are right on top of it. I mean, it's become a right-wing calling card. And that's where we're at now in 2023 in politics and just where we're at in America at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so ridiculous. There was a major country artist. I don't know what his name is, younger, more current, was performing at a concert, and he came on stage. He was already on stage, and he talked shit about. He had like a Bud Light or a Budweiser, or a Bud Light, but he doesn't drink anymore, and he was making fun of it and saying hell no to Bud Light, and then gave it to one of his bandmates to drink or something, but he was anti Bud Light, which is just so stupid, and I guess maybe, and it's, but unfortunately it's just absolutely taken over the media for Bud Light and InBev and Anheuser-Busch, that's all they talk about, which I guess all press is good press, maybe, and they're claiming that it's affecting their stock price. But for the year, their stock is way up. So sure, maybe they've taken a hit here recently. And like all things, this will pass. It's not going to affect them. They're not going to have to change too much. They did put out a classic Budweiser ad shortly after this, one of the good old-fashioned American Budweiser with the Clydesdale horses, just one singular Clydesdale with the iconic voiceover, a deep voice talking about America as the horse, slow motion trots majestically. So they've tried, you can see that they're trying to backpedal and show different advertisements. But yeah, like you said, it was an Instagram. It wasn't even a mainstream media campaign. It's not like it was something they were putting on television and print ads and all of that. And who gives a shit if we're trying to reach out to every category of American to promote to, including straight, gay, LGBTQ, and all of that stuff. It's just so ridiculous that people respond that way. And one of the things that that I've been thinking about is with all of the shit about the abortion pills and about marriages, gay marriage, not gay marriage, There's so much stuff going on. And the amazing thing is these politicians that are trying to change laws with abortion and gay rights and whatever, it doesn't affect them. Their life will not be affected either way. Their life has not been affected negatively because of what's going on. Their life is not going to be changed in any way if they pass these bills, if these laws are constituted or instituted or created. I don't even know what the fucking word is I'm looking for. But their life doesn't change one way. They will continue to be rich white Americans who have a great life, and it doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect them in any shape, form, or fashion. When people are standing outside protesting abortion, are they out fucking getting babies? Are they adopting babies to make up for the fact that they're not allowing for abortions? Are they out there making things right? It's just, it's amazing to me that the people that are trying to create these laws, these rules that are so asinine, it doesn't affect them. It's got nothing to do with their day-to-day life whatsoever. So why do they give two shits about it? It blows my mind. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's a good rant, Douglas. I'll also say there was a viral video of a Topeka man who went into a Walmart and was breaking all the Bud Lights and Busch Lights as well.
Ooh, I saw that.
Yeah, he got arrested for exposing his penis to a 16-year-old. So he went on one hell of a rampage at the Walmart. And then I believe the country artist you were talking about was Brantley Gilbert. Yep. Somebody threw a light on top to him. Now, what's ironic about that was that they were in the middle of playing Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, which everybody knows of Freddie Mercury's past.
That's amazing.
So that's something amazing there. Travis Tritt has said he's taken all Bud Lights out of his riders. And a lot of it's just people who think they're more important than what they really are, which is a lot of what we're seeing with this Twitter blue check thing as well. And it's a completely different story. We don't need to go off on that, but it's just a ridiculous story. The right wing has also tried to boycott the NFL before a couple of years ago with the kneeling situation, Colin Kaepernick. That didn't work out very well. The NFL is doing just fine. I suspect that Anheuser-Busch will be just fine here in a couple of months as well.
Absolutely. Have you seen the picture of Kid Rock in the 90s? Or maybe as early 2000s in a club in like a VIP booth, drinking a Bud Light next to a drag queen.
That's fucking
classic.
Yeah. Just a bunch of hypocrites.
I was going to talk about Frank Ocean and Coachella.
Do we care about that?
How ridiculous. These artists. So I watched some of Coachella on YouTube, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed Metro Boomin, whatever his name is. I liked his set. But what pisses me off, I've had this rant before about rappers that rap to the backtrack. They have their tracks playing, and they're just rapping over them. But they don't. They're like their own hype man. The backtrack's playing and then they rap two words and then they let the backtrack go and then they'll jump in two words like a hype man. I'm not paying to listen to the radio. I'm not paying to go to a show to watch a Future dance around on stage with a mask on in poor lighting so you can't actually even see the artist and then listen to great sound system. Great experience with the crowd and the live, with the vibe and all of that. But God dang it, I want to actually hear Future rap the full song without a backtrack. Is that too much to ask for?
No, absolutely not. We're paying lots of good money these days with concerts. We should expect a full live performance. The Frank Ocean performance. It's crazy as well. Consequence of Sound, which is one of my favorite music online publications. Man, they put out a raving review of Frank Ocean's performance. They thought it was art. They thought he was great. He showed up an hour late. He ended early. A lot of the songs, he just stood there while the song played. Mm-hmm. He brought up some kid to do a couple of songs. I think there was a piano part in there some way. Before the show had started, there was going to be an ice rink involved with the dancers. They scrapped that for some reason. from all out from everybody outside of Consequence of Sounds. It was a complete shit show of disaster of a show. The Consequence loved it. So it was no surprise that a couple of days later it was announced that Frank Ocean was not performing at this weekend's set. They did blame that he actually got injured.
Yeah, broken ankle.
Yeah, remains to be seen if that's actually true or not. We do not know. But based off of the performance from last week, there were already a lot of people speculating that there was no way, shape, or form that Frank Ocean would be back this week, and he was not.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, being an hour late is unacceptable. You know, you pay a lot of money, like you said. You've been standing there in the crowd for hours. You're waiting to see that final act come on stage. They're an hour late. Have a little respect for the fans. I know you might be going through shit. I know being rich and famous and being a musician is taxing, and you're in the public spotlight, and you've got your own demons you got to deal with. But that's the life you choose. It's the work you do. Show up on time, put on a good show, and that's that. I mean, it's that simple. And they don't do it, and that's a very frustrating thing. I don't know. I would have to be very selective in going to a rap concert. And you know, I love my hip hop, my rap. That's the genre of music that I listen to the most. And unless I knew that artist performed without a backing track, I wouldn't go. I'd have to do my research in advance, because the rage I would have being at that show, listening to them mutter every other word or every fifth word, would just infuriate me. I couldn't handle it. It's too much. And the lighting at the Coachella was just one of the things I've noticed on these big concerts. You just, there's at the Metro Boom set, he's a, you know, producer, a DJ producer. And so he was up in behind the turntables up high, and they had smoke rolling the entire show through over him, past him, through him. So he was constantly surrounded by smoke. So you could never see him. There was just, you could see a silhouette within the smoke, but not the actual human being. On the stage down below, whenever they had feature artists like Future come out, or I can't think, Don Toliver came out. But you couldn't see them because the lighting is so dark and so poor, and they don't have spotlights on them, or they don't have the proper lighting. So once again, I'm somebody that's in the middle to the back of the crowd, and I just see a shadow running around because the lighting's so poor. I just think these guys got to be doing better from the artist, and also the lighting, the venue, the producers of the shows. It's just crazy what people are willing to go to and pay for when I don't think they're getting their money's worth at all.
Yeah, I think all of that's a good point. It should be noted too that Frank Ocean, this performance for Coachella has been in the waiting since the 20. He was one of the headliners for 2020. Yeah. Got pushed out because of COVID. He was supposed to be on the 22 lineup. He got postponed or canceled from that one. And so this was 3 years in the making for a lot of Frank Ocean fans, and it was just a complete disaster.
And bummer, it's not just for Coachella, right? Like, he hasn't performed, period.
Yeah, he hasn't performed in probably 6 years, I think.
Yeah. And this is the way he comes back. Unacceptable. Yeah. William, we've gone longer than an hour. We've gone over, and that's okay. I want to end this with I want to do a call to action once again. For the tens of listeners out there, you will recall a few podcasts back, I did a call to action to retweet my tweets or do something with my tweets in regards to Hy-Vee. That was successful. I think I had one person heart my tweet, so it really worked. The tens of listeners came through, so I'm going to send out another call to action. My boss at work, Nate Dogg, has a YouTube channel, and I believe he's got 5 subscribers. He's got 2 videos. He is a Twitch. He's a Twitcher. Twitch. Okay. He Twitches. Is that a thing? That's a thing. He video games on the Twitch. And I told him I was going to promote his YouTube so we could get his, just subscribe. I need you guys to go to YouTube. I'm going to try to put a link on this podcast. So you can just click on the link figuring out how to do that might be a chore. So I will give you his username. His username is Nathan Freeze, N-A-T-H-A-N Freeze, F-R-E-E-Z-E, Nathan Freeze 6038. Go to YouTube, type in Nathan Freeze 6038, and go give him a subscribe. Just subscribe to him. He doesn't post videos all the time. He hasn't posted any in quite some time. But let's just show the guy a little love. Give him a subscribe, and that would make his day. And it would make my day as well. I'm going to try to put a link in there. Go to YouTube, Nathan Freeze, 6038. Show him a little love. Give him a subscribe.
Hey, and while you're at it, if you're going to go ahead and subscribe to Nathan Freeze on YouTube, might as well go ahead and subscribe to Off the Rails podcast. Two people, uninformed guys, talking about things we know plenty of things about. Subscribe. Hit that button as well.
Subscribe it. Hit the button. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me, William. I'll see you again, talk to you again in approximately 6 months when we do another episode. I look forward to seeing all of your Snapchats. I can't wait to send you some Snapchats. Do you have anything to close us out with?
No.
Very good. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time. Peace. Later.
We're Doug and Will, and we are off.